Right now, it is time to bring in none other than our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, and hopefully this channel will work on the main console. We'll see. Are you there, Pat?
I'm here.
Okay, so it is just the one channel, just simply the most important channel on the board that is not working. But anyway, good morning. So now, Pat.
Yes.
Your forecast makes me feel good. The National Weather Service has winter weather advisory for Litchfield County and a winter storm warning for, of course, Berkshire County. So I'm going to get right down to the details. We have faith in PP, Pat Pagano. Let's talk about the weather we are going to expect today and tonight.
I think that we will get wet snow. That could change to rain during this afternoon from our region on south. But north and west, it will take a little bit longer. Therefore, I would say for Connecticut, we are looking at 1 to 3 at most. When you get outside of that, north and west, from the Catskills up through the Berkshires, 3 to 6. That's my thinking. And 40 today, 35 to 40 tonight with the rain tapering off. Whoever's getting snow, the snow will taper off. And then we'll have some sun tomorrow, 50 to 55. Unfortunately, periods of rain come back on Wednesday. Not snow, rain, 40 to 45. Those showers will end on Thursday, mid-50s. And then the showers return on Friday. And they'll leave on Saturday. So about every other day, there will be precipitation.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll keep people off the streets.
Right. It shouldn't take the weather to keep them off the streets. I heard our governor yesterday, you know, and he was absolutely right. I mean, what are these people doing congregating in the parks in New York City?
Yeah.
What is wrong with them?
Well, it's like here in Connecticut, the governor late last night, they issued the legal proclamation of what can be open and what can be closed.
Right.
And when you look at it, it's very confusing, okay? Because there's a lot of exceptions within people that can't be open, but they can do this, and people that are closed and they can't do this, and people are complaining about it. But they have to make everything legal. So, I mean, like I said to people that are listening now and what I said, like we closed the Bargain Barn. The main reason we closed the Bargain Barn, it was not considered an essential business, but also most of our employees are 70 years or older, and they're not allowed. They're told to stay home, so we closed, and it's not an essential business. But there's a lot of ramifications. I mean, like there's restaurants can't seat people, but they can have curbside service, and they can also deliver. Liquor stores, for some reason, can remain open, but that's probably so people can drink to forget their problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other, you know, there's ramifications where they're trying to give businesses a chance to make some money. And there's people complaining, you know, people like to complain about everything. There's people complaining, well, that this list doesn't protect us enough. We're in uncharted territory, ladies and gentlemen. We've never had. Probably since what's the biggest pandemic we ever had in the world? The plague. The plague. There hasn't been anything this widespread and this serious. So we're in really. I tell people, use common sense. If you're going to go shopping today, or if you have to go shopping, or if you're going someplace, call ahead and see what rules they are following. It's one step extra, but that's the safest way to do it. If you're going to go out and you're going to go to someplace, see if they're open. Like there's our friends Frank and Steph own Pet Perea Pet Store. They were trying to let people in the store one at a time, right? Just didn't work. So now they have curbside service. You can't go in the store, but you call ahead, you order what you want, they'll bring it out to your car, and you'll. That's the way they handled that. So there's a lot of ramifications here. as we get our way through this. And the thing that happened overnight, Pat, yesterday was there is now a person in Sharon that has tested positive for the virus at the Sharon Healthcare Center. They let everybody know. And there's also another person that tested positive in Pine Plains. Folks, we're going to have a lot more people test positive over the course of the next couple of weeks. It's not something that you can panic about. We're in a weird situation now, and people just have to learn how to calm down and deal with it. Can you imagine this generation having to live during the Second World War, Pat? They never would have followed the rules.
No. I saw the pictures of the people that were still on California beaches. Yesterday, I saw that on the news. And I was talking to a friend of mine back on Long Island. She was telling me about the so-called wedding that had to be, the police actually had to go in and stop it. 200 people this past weekend having a wedding. And the police went in and tried to, they definitely stopped it and broke it all up. But what are you thinking of? What are you thinking about?
I just
200 people.
I just, people, you know, you have to, the greatest generation went to war to fight. The least we can do is follow instructions here at home. Yes, this is a tough situation. It's a situation we've never faced before. And yes, should the federal government be doing more? That's why I think the federal government should have the National Guard out in every or the Army out in every state. I mean, the only way you're going to stop this is by not having people have face-to-face contact. I mean, we've done it here at the radio station. Other businesses are doing it. That's the only way you're going to stop the spread of this virus. You know, right. Don't count on the weather warming up to stop the virus, because by that time you're going to have 25 million people infected.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, well, as you know, the National Guard has been authorized in New York, California. And what was the other state?
Illinois, I think. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it was Illinois. I think New York, California, I can't remember. Oh, Washington.
Oh, Washington. Yeah, that's right, the state of Washington, yeah.
You know, so he's authorized that. So, you know, the states don't have to worry about a bit. The federal government's going to pay for the whole thing. And of course, they said that the supplies of masks and this stuff like that, that should be coming in, Tuesday? I just heard that the two ships, one to the West Coast and one here to the Hudson River, they're being deployed this week. Why are they being deployed this week? What happened last week?
Well, no. Actually, what's going to happen, the one is going to California, but the ship that's going to be deployed to New York is going to be within a couple of weeks, if you listen closely, because it was being retrofitted when he called it up. So that's not going to come up to the New York Harbor for a couple of weeks. New York is basically the hot spot for this virus right now in this country.
It is. You know, keep it in touch with friends and family over the weekend, and I'm watching a couple of movies. I didn't see anything too great, by the way. I watched. Believe it or not, I'm not a fan of animated movies, but I watched two Disney movies that. I really, really marveled at. One was called Coco, and the other one was Lady and the Tramp, the latest one. Yeah. And I thought both of them were done very, very well. So I did enjoy those. But, you know, this is actually forcing me, Marshall, to relax, because I normally, you know, under normal conditions, I'm running around. I'm out. I'm doing things in the whole bit. This is really forcing me to just relax. So what happened? In a way, that's a good thing.
It might be forcing you to relax, but yesterday when I got back from work, I sat down. This is no lie. I got CD1 out, put it in my computer.
I fell asleep.
No. And then all of a sudden the news broke of a positive test in Sharon. And then Pine Plains. So then I spent the next 3.5 to 4 hours updating everything and keeping and making calls and speaking to the state of Connecticut, calling. So I spent the next and the CD is still sitting there on my computer. It's, you know, this is just so crazy. It's just
amazing. The CD will be there.
It's just so crazy what's going on.
Right, the CD will be there. Yeah, it's a scary time. But again, you know, folks, we have to remember one thing. As our health providing system told us, and that they sent already 3 emails, you have to keep calm and remember that the majority, the vast majority of people who have tested positive recover uneventfully in their homes.
Yeah.
You know, just people are so scared right now that they think, God forbid, if they say to them, hey, you have the virus, that they're dying. That's not the case. Not the case, unless, of course, you're greatly compromised. But otherwise, you know, if we didn't have this thing going around and people were getting these little symptoms, I guarantee you nobody would be frightened because they say, oh, yeah, I probably got the bug. You know, yeah, I got the flu, a touch of the flu, blah, 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 blah. But nope, all you have to do is mention COVID-19 and people's, you know, faces go absolutely white. I took the opportunity yesterday and the day before to walk around the block. Now, I didn't see anybody. So, wasn't like I hit into anybody and I was talking to them 3 feet away because I wasn't. But I took Shirley around, and I think the best thing you could do is get yourself as much vitamin D as possible and just build up your immunity and you'll get through it.
I'd say follow the orders, folks, you know.
Really? That's what you have to do.
Follow the orders and use common sense. There you go. All right. Well, somebody, I will talk about it tomorrow. What the heck? Because we're out of time now. But Pat, thank you for the forecast. We'll see if we get some snow here and see if we get a little winter. And if not, we'll speak to you tomorrow with just muddy conditions.
Okay, and good luck on all the problems.
All right, thanks, Pat.
All righty, Marcia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.